So the question is, again, what's the relationship between Shabbos and the Moadim in the Parsha of all of the Moadim in Amor? You start out with the introduction of these are all of the festivals, and then what seems to be an interruption with Shabbos, and then go back to the listing of all of the Moadim. So the question is, what's this relationship here? So the way it starts is by the Vershem Moshe Lemor, beginning of Perkhaf Gimel. So for 6 days you work, and then Shabbos. Eila Moadei Hashem Mikra'ei Kodesh Asher Tikru Otam. And then again, Eila Moadei Hashem. So you have in Pasuk Bet Moadei Hashem, right? Asher Tikru Otam Mikra Kodesh Eila Moadei, and then Pasuk Dalet Eila Moadei Hashem Mikra Kodesh Asher Tikru Otam B'Moadam. Very similar, right?
Yeah.
It's a question about Pasuk Gimel, what's Shabbos doing here, but also what's the relationship between Pasuk Bet and Pasuk Dalet, which almost seem to be repetitions of each other. So the Ibn Ezra says as follows on Pasuk Bet and Pasuk Dalet, very clearly addressing the repetition, but also indirectly addressing what Shabbos is doing here. V'tam Elohim Moadai Ba'avur Heyot Shabbatot Rabot Bashana. Because there are many Shabbatot over the course of the week, of the year. Therefore it says, Elohim Moadai, and that's specifically in Pasuk Bet, not in Pasuk Dalet. Right? Pasuk Bet ends Elohim Moadai. Why? Because that is an introduction to Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? Or maybe just Shabbos, and there are many Shabboses. There are right. There fit however many over the course of a lunar year, but there are many over the course of the year. Then Pasuk Dalet in the Menetzer, the Tam Shabbatu LaHashem Peirashtiv. Now that's something else. VaFarkin Yizkir HaMoadim Damar B'Shabbat Elohim Moadai. Then it mentions the Moadim, and when it says to when it refers to Shabbos, it says Elohim Moadai V'Moadim Amar B'Moadam. However, when it comes to the festivals, it says B'Moadam. In their appointed times. V'hatam be'eze yom shiyah me'ashavua. What does it mean, their times? Whatever time that they happen to fall out, right? Whatever day of the week. And by the way, we take it for granted that Yontif doesn't happen the same time of the week each year. Depending on the calendar, it could theoretically always be the same time each year. And there's actually a lot that's been written on this because there were plenty of sectarian calendars during the Second Temple period where you actually did have a fixed calendar over the course of the year where, for example, Shavuos would always fall out on certain days of the week. And Pesach would always fall out on other days of the week, etc. But what Ibn Ezra is basically saying is the difference between Pasuk Bet and Pasuk Dalet is Pasuk Bet is Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Otam Mikra'ei Kodesh Elohim Moadai. These are my special appointed times that are many, right? That's Elohim Moadai. And also, I think we can also add, well, I died mine, because instead of B'nai Israels, they're created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos is. Whereas Dalet is Elam Moadei Hashem Yikrei Kodesh Asher Tikru'u Otam, the Moadim that you're going to call them, and it is the Moadim in whatever time they happen to fall out. Right? It's not many of them. It's not Moadai. It's each of them, whatever they happen to be. So according to Ibn Ezra, that Pasuk Bet is talking about Shabbos, and it introduced then you have a very short description of Shabbos. Then Pasuk Daled really introduces the Moad. Okay, now let's look at the Ramban, because the Ramban clearly was thinking about Ibn Ezra, but he has a slightly different approach in one of his readings. V'hizkir ha-shabbat v'moadei Hashem, asher tikru'u otam mikra'ei kodesh. Mention Shabbos in the context of the festivals of Hashem, shegam hu yom moed, mikra oto mikra kodesh, which is, as it is also a festival day, right? It's also a holiday, and it's also called mikra kodesh. It's also called a day of calling together a sanctity. The question of what mikra kodesh, what exactly mikra kodesh means, is a topic for a different shir. It's the end of this Ramban that we're not going to get to today. But I plan later to have a different shir just on what mikra kodesh means, whether it's appointed times or times for gathering, right, where everyone is called together. Anyway, what the Ramban says here, however, is that you've got Shabbos that also fits here, right? First, he's explaining something that Ibn Ezra doesn't even explain, which is why Shabbos here in the first place, because it fits, because it also is a moed and it also is a special time. It's also a mikra kodesh. It's also an appointed sanctified time or a time of gathering, whatever mikra kodesh is. Again, the Ramban addresses that later. We'll get to that on a different shir. Now the Ramban explains the distinction between Pasuk Bet and Pasuk Dalet. V'achar kon hevdil shar ha-moadot lanu. After introducing Shabbos in Pasuk Gimel, it distinguishes Shabbos from the other moadot. V'amar, asher tikru'u otam le-moadot. Right? What's Pasuk Dalet? The days that you shall call them in their appointed times. Klamar, right? Very similar language to Ibn Ezra. Clearly he's borrowing from Ibn Ezra. In whatever day of the week it happens to fall out. He has Shabbat kavu, because Shabbos is fixed. It's always on Shabbos. That's the whole point. It's impossible to have Shabbos on Wednesday. Right? Whereas all of the other moadim can be any day of the week. The amoya v'o, it doesn't have to say the moadim when it comes to Shabbos, it does have to say the moadim when it comes to the other holidays, right? Now, there's a slight difference between Ibn Ezra and Ramban here. I don't know whether it's clear, but if you look at Ibn Ezra, for Ibn Ezra, it's very clear that Pasuk Bet is talking about Shabbos, and Pasuk Ben is Shabbos, Pasuk Dalet is all of the Moadim, and it doesn't include Shabbos, right?
That's right.
So here, the Achar Kain is here in Ramban. You start out with Shabbos and the Moed, then Shabbos, and then just the Moed. Meaning that it's not that Pasuk Bet is talking about Shabbos, it's talking about Shabbos and the Moed. And then a specific mention of Shabbos, and then the Moedim are different, right? Whereas for Ibn Ezra, Pasuk Bet and Gimel are talking just about Shabbos. Okay. So Dalet starts talking about the moment. Right? And this is certain, as much as Ibn Ezra is a Pshat-oriented interpreter, there's a certain elegance to Ramban, because for Ibn Ezra, you still are left with this strange feeling of, well, why is Pasuk Bet talking about Shabbos alone, but calling it a moed in such a way that's so confusing that would make you think that you're talking about the moed? For the Ramban, you don't have that problem. Because for the Ramban, right, that's talking about all of the moedim. The moedim that are over the course of the calendrical year, namely Yom Tov, and the moedim of the weekly basis, Shabbos. Then your pasukim about Shabbos, and now Eila Moadai Asher Tikru Otam Moadam, that you will call in their appointed times, whatever time of the week it happens to fall out. That is a certain that it doesn't leave us with that strange feeling of a wise pasuk bet, just talking about Moadim, really referring to Shabbos. It doesn't seem to make sense. Now the Ramban fits in Chazal here very nicely. It says Be'aldat Rabotenu Asher Tikru Otam Moadam Remez Li'iburim Shetikru Atem Lehem Moadim. Meaning that when it says Asher Tikru Otam, that you are going to call them, this refers to the fact that you can have a month that's shorter or longer based on what the Beit Din establishes. Asher Tikru, and this is one method of drasha or chazal, intentionally read, right, they take advantage of the fact that a Sefer Torah doesn't have punctuation, and they intentionally read against the typical Mesorah of reading and say, Asher Tikru, not Otam, but Asher Tikru Atem. You shall call them, meaning that when it comes to Pasuk Dalet, which is talking just about the Moedim, in contrast to Pasuk Bet, which is talking also about Shabbos, it is something that the Beit Din, Atem, you, the Jewish people, call. Right? And that's what establishes the Moedim. Right? And now, the fact of the matter is, you do have... And I think Phil is troubled by this. You do have Asher Tikru Otam in both Pasuk Bet and Pasuk Da. Right. So it doesn't really. I think that what Ramban is referring to Chazal here, because he recognizes that Chazal this drasha is relevant, but it doesn't actually answer the problem of Bet. Why the difference in formulation between Bet versus Dalet in terms of Bet being inclusive of Shabbos and Dalet not, right?
Well, I think Ibn Ezra is basically saying, that it seems clear to him that there's a difference between that only refers to Shabbos because it's Hey Moadai, and where it says Asher Tikru, it's Asher Tikru or Tam B'Grei Kodesh. It doesn't say that you're going to establish it as a moed. It says you're going to establish this B'Grei Kodesh.
Whereas the other one is Asher Tikru or Tam B'Moedam, where you're establishing a time during the week.
Right, so there's no conflict because I think that's really what the Ibn Ezra is saying, is that he's pretty comfortable that there's a difference between Moadai and Tikru the Moadai.
Right.
Even though Tikru, how we say Tikru in Pasuk Bet is altogether different. That's referring to Mikre Kodesh.
Right. Beautiful. I like it. Very, very nice. But when the Ramban quotes Chazal here about the Tikru Otam, Tikru Atem, which again, that part of the drasha really could apply to Bet and Dalet. First of all, it supports Ramban's reading that Bet refers also to the Moedim, but even more so, it supports his third reading, his alternative reading, which is clearly his favorite reading. Now he says, V'hanachon, right? the best interpretation in my eyes. And it's sort of strange because he says, when the interpretations he offered before were not someone else's interpretation. Oh, I will quote Rashi or Ibn Ezra for you, and then I will give my own interpretation. It's, I will quote my own interpretation, and then I'll quote Chazal, and then I'll quote Hanachon Ve'enai, another interpretation that's the best interpretation. So we're at the third paragraph on the second page in the Ramban. Right here, this is the best interpretation. And this is, again, the Ramban as a... The Ramban as a multi-layered interpreter. He sees every pasuk as having an option of numerous interpretations, and he tries to tease out as many possible interpretations as he can, but he also has preferences, and this one is the best one. And we're going to see why he likes it the best based on all the considerations that he's really mentioned so far. V'anachon ve'enai ki perush mo'adei Hashem asher tkru otam mekorei kodesh elohei mo'adai al hanizkarim lamata v'parashiyat v'chodesh harishon, etc. V'lachim chazar shem ha'am acheret ele mo'adei Hashem v'avur shehifsik v'inyan ha'shabbat. The best interpretation in my eyes, says the Ramban, is that the repetition of Pasuk Bet and Pasuk Dalet, it's not that one is talking about Shabbos and one is talking about the Moadim, like Ibn Ezra. It's not that one is talking about Shabbos and the Moadim and the other is talking about just the Moadim, the first interpretation of the Ramban. It's rather that the first one is talking just about the Moadim and not Shabbos. The second one is talking just about the Moadim and not Shabbos. So why the repetition? Because Bavur Shehifsik the Shabbat, because the Torah went on tangent, right? The Torah, and this is, you know, I like this one because I also think that the Ramban, when he says V'anachon Be'enai, it's also the most convincing, right? What how's he reading now? Now look back at the Pesukim, right? Daber Hashem on Moshe Limor. Daber Hashem speaks to Moshe. Daber Meis Daber Amar Kalim Moadei Hashem Hashem Kulutam Kodesh Elohim Moadei. Here are the Moadim. The Moadim refers to Yom Tov. It doesn't refer to Shabbos. Right? That's what Moadei Hashem refers to. Shabbos is all over the Torah. It's never called a Moad. Right? Here, these are just the Yom Tovs. Now, tangent. Just so happens that Shesh Yamim Tas Teyaseh Melacha V'yom HaShvi'i Shabbat Shalachim Mekapoi Shikom Melacha Lo Ta'asu Kom Melacha. On Shabbos, you shouldn't perform any melacha. But now, now that I have gone on my tangent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and told you Shabbos, I'm going to actually present what I started to present to you in Pasuk Bet. Right? So this is when Ramban says, this is my favorite. Well, this actually fits well with the Ramban's approach because this is the Ramban has he likes seeing in the Torah what is basically a literary device, a resumptive repetition. Right? Why does the Torah say two different things? It's not, oh, there's a slight nuance in formulation. The first one is Shabbos and the Moed, and the second one is just the Moed. No, it's really just the same thing. And why is it repeated? Because it needs to be repeated because the Torah went on a tangent. And now, resumptive repetition, we're going to get back to the topic at hand. And the Ramban, throughout his commentary, loves resumptive repetition. So now what the Ramban has not yet explained is, of course, why the Torah gives us this tangent, right? Why start by introducing the Moadim, then give us Shabbos as a tangent, and then give us and then have to resume, right? It seems like an ineffective especially the Torah is so parsimonious with its words, why the need for the repetition, especially if going on a tangent is going to require repeating more? So Ramban has an explanation for all of this. Okay. So now he explains why you need to explain Shabbos. So it's the second line in that third paragraph. Right, when it says that is referring to Malachat Avoda, meaning the work that's about productive work. Aval Shabbos Tishnu Lasot Tashabbat Shabbaton Mikom Lacha Shabbalam, where a Shabbos is a Shabbaton. And you'll notice, the Ramban doesn't even point this out, but throughout this parsha, if you look back, throughout the parsha, all of the holidays are referred to as Shabbos in some sort of way. Right? So, for example, look at the pasuk Lamed Tet, right? That Bayom Rishon Shabbaton, Bayom Hashmini Shabbaton, right? Referring to Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret, but they're called Shabbaton, right? If you look at pasuk, and then to bold all the Shabbat, all the references to Shabbat. If you look at Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur is called is called Shabbos, right? Shabbat, Shabbaton, right? And similarly, what is Pesach? Pesach is also called Shabbos. Not in the context of introducing Pesach, but introducing the Korban HaOmer, which takes place Mimacharat HaShabbat, which means Yontif, right? According to Chazal. Right, the Karaite said, and many other non-rabbinic interpreters, that it refers to Shabbos Mamash, but actually, the Pesach refers to Shabbat, it refers to Yontif, because they're all called Shabbos, but they're just two kinds of Shabbos. There's Shabbat, and there's Shabbat Shabbaton. And Yom Kippur is a Shabbat Shabbaton, like Shabbos, which is why in Yom Kippur we're also not allowed to do even the Melech of Melech and Ochel Nefesh, for obvious reasons. It's called Shabbat Shabbaton, and it's the Nihem and Ashtot Teichem, so we're not supposed to be enjoying Yom Kippur, so we don't need the special Melech and Ochel Nefesh. But if you remember, I actually printed it up, I even excerpted a little bit for you here, the Ramban from Shmot, that we saw, Lamed Hei Gimel, the next Ramban, he actually, we saw this Ramban distinguishes between two different kinds of malacha, productive malacha and consumptive malacha, right? On what type of malacha is permissible on Yantif, according to Ramban? Consumptive malacha. Malacha that is directly associated with consumption. So, malacha, right, preparing the, not all food malacha is material, not allowed to plant or harvest on Yantif, but you are allowed to do your final preparation before consumption. On Shabbos, even consumptive malacha, even malacha associated with those final steps before consumption, are also asa. And that's what the Rabbah is sort of alluding to here when he says that basically the Torah needs to give us this tangent, because it starts with here are the Maladim, then Shabbos is different, it's a Shabbat, Shabbaton, all malacha, right? Kol malacha lo ta'asu. And now, Elohim Mo'adei Hashem, here are the other ma'adim, which are a lower level Shabbos. A Shabbos where, because you're supposed to have simcha, consumptive malacha is permissible. It's not a Shabbat Shabbaton, it's just a Shabbat. So that's the reason for the need of a tangent. Okay, so let's just read that line again, it'll be clearer in retrospect. That line, that's talking about malachat avoda. That's talking about a productive malach. Shabbat, aval Shabbat, tishmiru la'asot ata Shabbat Shabbaton. That would be a complete Shabbos. Mikol malach hashibolam, from all malach, even not just productive malach, but also consumptive malach. Ki azir b'Shabbat pamim avod. Because the Torah, all the time, is telling us not to violate Shabbos. It doesn't have to give us another commandment of Shabbos here. We've been commanded about Shabbos so many times, just over the course of Shmot, right? We've had commandment after commandment about Shabbos, and we're going to have even more, right? There's no need to mention Shabbos here from the perspective of Malach. What is needed is to distinguish Shabbos from all the other Malach. Ki yasir b'Shabbat amim rabot, because the Pasuk distinguishes Shabbos many times. V'yirmoz od b'chan, ki gam b'vo'o b'achad min ha'mo'adim, lo tidche tidacha la'asot ba'ocha nefesh. And there's another point in giving you this tangent, that you should know that Shabbos is not like the other Yom Tovim that you can cook on it, right? Consumptive malacha is not permissible. But if you think about the reason, you might think, well, consumptive malacha is permissible because there's an obligation of simcha. Well, the place where simcha is mentioned the most, right? Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, right? So it's the time of great simcha, and it falls out on Shabbos. So consumptive malacha should be mutter, right? Because we have an obligation of simcha. So that, says the Rabban, is the reason why, in the context of telling us about the Moedim, the Torah needs to say, wait a second, there's the Shabbat Shabbaton that's inviolable. Consumptive malacha under no circumstances is permissible on Shabbos, even when, in theory, there's a real need for it in order to enhance your simcha, never permissible. Right? So the Rabban has already given us two reasons, really, for the tangent. A, to better distinguish what is the nature of these mo'adim that you're called. Which is the mo'adim, according to the Rabban, in contrast to his first interpretation, in contrast to Ibn Ezra's interpretation, is just about the mo'adim. But in order to really understand the mo'adim, you need to understand what Shabbos is. Right? It's not just that. In order to understand what the true value of Shabbos, you need to understand that Shabbos is inviolable, even for the Simcha of the Moedim, even consumptive malacha on Shabbos is even on Shabbos that falls out on Yom Tov is not permissible. Now he says, and he gives you another example. The Chamor, Ela Hadvarim Asher Tziva Hashem La'asot Otam Al Mishkan LeKelav Kasher Yaskir BeParsha Hashmiya. והפסיק בשבת ששת ימים תיעשה מלאכה, וחזר ואמר, זה הדבר שצבא השם קום איתכם תשומה, והיא המצווה הראשונה בעבור שהפסיק בה, הוא צריך לחזור להתחיל בראשונה. Right here, in this fourth paragraph, Rabban is basically giving you another example, not only another example of resumptive repetition. We'll see that resumptive repetition is a theme that the Rabban sees a literary phenomenon of the Torah all over the place, but here is another resumptive repetition in the context of Shabbos. It's another resumptive repetition where the Torah needed to detour us from the commandment of something important in order to tell us that Shabbos is not violated even for it. This time, not Yom Tov, not saying, hey, here's the mitzvah of the Moedim. On these Moedim, you should be very happy. And on those Moedim, in order to be very happy, you need to be able to do consumptive malacha. except for on the Shabbos. Here, the exception, the tangent, is necessary because of the productive malacha of building the Mishkan, which is the foundation for Shabbos. You can't violate Shabbos for the creation of the Mishkan. It's not Docha Shabbos, right? And therefore, so important is it that the Torah needs to repeat. Here's the commandment of the Mishkan, right? It's beautiful because here it's also pasuk. This is just the way the prekim work out. The prekim always work out this way because it's the beginning of the parsha, and very often is the beginning of a parak. So you've got pasuk bet and pasuk dal, right? Pasuk aleph is vayidaber Hashem Moshe, right? And then pasuk bet gives you the commandment of the Mishkan. Pasuk gimel is Shabbos. Your tangent. Don't think that you should, that you can be dofa, that you can not keep Shabbos for the sake of building the Mishkan. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program, resumptive repetition, I will explain to you the procedure for building the Mishkan, namely, right, resumptive repetition. Now there, the resumptive repetition, the Pasuk Dal and Pasuk Bet aren't nearly as similar to one another as they are here, but the Ramban still sees the same phenomenon, and the fact of the matter is this is not the best example of resumptive repetition. The reason why the Ramban quotes this example as his other resumptive repetition is not because it's a similar type of literary phenomenon, but because it's a similar type of halakhic phenomenon. Here's a principle that's really important, right? In one case, Simchas Yontif, in the other case, building Mishkan, and Shabbos, in both cases, is the tangent that needs to be emphasized again. Don't think you can violate Shabbos for this.
Okay. Yeah. Let me just wonder, knowing this comment again, but when it talks about Shabbos, it's always preceded by Sheshet Yamim Te'asem Lacha.
Right.
It's part of the formula.
Right.
Why is it necessary to say that? Why don't we just simply say on Shabbos, you shouldn't do any work?
Right, right, right.
And in a strange way, I mean, I think that the subshanta, but the saying is that don't forget, you have plenty of time to prepare all the work.
Right.
We're not so concerned. You can plan. And own a Yom Tov and do some of the cooking before. When it comes to praying for Shabbos, you've got to make it's emphasizing the fact that there's 6 days that are preceding, that you have plenty of time, that you have to consciously be thinking of Shabbos, not just simply of the one day, but you have to, I know that, I just remember one of my grandfathers always saying, he lived in Israel when his retirement, and he was upset if anyone took a trip after Wednesday because he said it's almost Shabbos. And he took very literally that you have to be conscious of preparing all that week. Something that it doesn't say anything like that for Yom Tov. So in both Psukim, when it talks about the Mishkan too, it has that same formula that Sheshet Yamim Te'aseh. Plenty of time.
It particularly makes sense within the context of Yontif, where Yontif can fall out in the middle of the week, so you don't have that time to prepare. But it's okay because you're doing some of some of it on Yontif itself. But at least the consumptive work. So I want to return to that point because the Ramban is going to bring us back. But the Chazal do have a lot of interesting things on the fact that there's that emphasis on the 6 days. But Ramban will bring us back to that. But here, Ramban first wants to prove to you that this interpretation is the best. And again, this is after the Ramban has already given his own interpretation, which contrasts with Ibn Ezra's interpretation, where he quotes Ibn Ezra, but he but he veers from it, and he likes that interpretation, and he specifically disagrees with Ibn Ezra as much as he's building on Ibn Ezra, and now he's still saying, Bahanachon, here's the better interpretation. Better, of course, than Ibn Ezra's, and better than my betterment of Ibn Ezra's. And by the way, the second line, the second paragraph where he quotes Chazal, that's where the Ramban starts to give us that that best interpretation. Because already, the Asher Tikru'u Atem, Otam Atem, that drasha of Chazal's fits best with his Hanachon Me'inah interpretation. Because you have Otam Atem, both in Pasuk Bet and in Pasuk Dalet. So that doesn't fit well with either Ibn Ezra's or the Ramban's interpretation, where Bet and Dalet are contrasted somehow. So now, he's going to say, you know, all right, I'm going to prove to you that this is the best interpretation, that Hanachon Me'inah is really the Nachon. The Raya Pesach has the proof for this interpretation. Shlomis Kirby Shabbat V'Kraftem Mishabbat Shem. There's no mention of Karbana when it comes to Shabbos. What is the Parsha HaMoadav here? Most of the emphasis in a lot of this, well, it's not most of the emphasis, but one piece of the puzzle here is the Karbana. No mention of Karbana when it comes to Shabbos. And it's not because there aren't Karbana no Shabbos, there are Karbana no Shabbos, right? What are the Karbana no Shabbos? Karbana no Shabbos are mentioned in great detail in Bamidbar. But they're not mentioned here. Why are they not mentioned here? Because here, the goal of mentioning Shabbos is not to give you all of the details, rather to give you one tangential point that Shabbos is different from the end of. It's a Shabbat Shabbaton. All avoda, even consumptive malacha, is prohibited. And it's also, even when Shabbos falls out on Yontif, whenever it happens to fall out, in Adam, it's still prohibited to do consumptive malacha. How do you prove that? The fact that it doesn't say V'ikrafta Mishem Hashem, there's no mention of the Karbana when it comes to Shabbos. Why? Because that's not the point here. The point is to make one tangential point, and then resumptive repetition, Eila Moadei Hashem, Pasuk Dalet, and now here are the Moadim, and when it comes to each of the Moadim, there you always have the Grafta Mishav Hashem, you always have the description of the Karbana, because that's essential in the other Moadim. It's not essential for Shabbos, because here the point isn't to introduce Shabbos, it's just to introduce this one tangential point. Kasher Yaskir B'chol Moadim, Hoy Be'amar B'sof HaParsha, Eila Moadei Hashem, Mikrai Kodesh. Right? And then what does it say at the end of the Pesukim? Right? That the whole point of the Moedin is Hakravas Yishel Hashem. And then it says Melvad Shadavat Hashem. Right? Right? This is aside from the Shabbatot, from the weekly Shabbatot. Right? That Ibn Ezra thought the plural of Moed was referring to. No, that's not what this is referring to at all. At the end of the parsha specifically says, "I'm not talking about the Shabbatot Hashem." Look at pasuk Lamed Zayin. Right, there's a whole different issue of structure here, which is why Sukkos is split up. Between and there's a second part of Sukkot that is outside of the context of this discussion, but the parsha seems to end right with Sukkot, and then Lamed Zayin is the end. Elam Odei Hashem Hashem Tukru Otam Kodesh Lakiv Yishem Hashem. Right, all of these there's mention of the carpet. Olam Mecha Zerach Mitzachim Tayom Yomam Mavad Shabbat Hashem Umevad Mavadchem Mavad Kol Nivichem Mavad Kol Nivotechem Hashem Tukru Hashem. In right. This is unrelated to all the Karbanot of Shabbos, which isn't mentioned here, right? And the Nedarim Nedava that you are likely to offer also when you do Aliyah L'Regel for these Chagim. Or Aliyah L'Regel for at least the Shalosh Regalim. Now, the Ramban gives yet another proof that he's correct, that this Nachon Be'enai is not that he's correct, but that this interpretation is the best of the multiple interpretations. The Raya Ode, another Another proof that Shabbos is mentioned here simply tangentially is the fact that when it comes to Shabbos, it doesn't say Vayedaber Hashem Moshe L'Emor. Kasher Amar B'chol Mo'ed Moed. When it comes to all the Parshia, when it comes to each and every one of the Mo'edim, right? Even though this is one Parsha, the Parsha HaMo'edim, right? It's clearly one unit within the Torah, structurally it's one unit. Nevertheless, every single one of the Mo'edim has its own Dibor, has its own Pasuk saying, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe L'Emor. And not just that, right? Here is the Moed. So look back now. You'll see. Right? Look back at the Pesukim on the first page. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe L'Emor. It's probably even better if you can separate the pages and look at them at the same time. Right? Yeah. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe L'Emor. Daber al Bnei Yisrael Yamartal Aleihem. For each of the Moed, right? At the beginning of the Parsha of Moed, and then for every single one of the Moed, right? At the beginning of the countdown towards Shavuos, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe L'Emor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Yamartal Aleihem, right? At the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe L'Emor, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Yamartal Aleihem. Right, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the beginning of Sukkot, by the Shabbat Hashem, by the Rabbah Hashem. Every single one, it has a separate Dibor, right? Because those are the command. Each one of these commands is significant in introducing each of those Moedim, not Shabbos. Shabbos is just Sheshiyam T'asem. Why? Because it's tangential. Torah has mentioned it numerous times in other places. Here, the point is simply to say it's not docha, the simcha of yantar, it's not docha, the prohibition of consumptive malacha on Shabbos. Right, so now read it in the Rabbah itself. The raya of ki lo amar parsha shmi vayedaber Hashem al Moshe. Or it doesn't say Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying kasher amar b'chol mo'ed moed, ki hadibur rishon hu hayah mitzvat ha'moedim. Because the first Dibor that's not referring to the Shabbases, like Ibn Ezra says. It's not that Pasuk Bet's not referring to the Shabbases. It's not referring, like the first interpretation in Ramban, to Shabbos and the Moedim. It's referring just to the Moedim. So it introduces even that with Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe L'Emor, right? But then it gives your tangent elishes kilaham shabbat l'shlom mimenu dina moedim, right? The point of Shabbos, and here he's emphasizing the second point. It's not just to say that the simcha of yantif doesn't override the prohibition of consumptive malacha on Shabbos. It's also to distinguish l'shlom, to negate the din of the Moedim when it comes to Shabbos. Saying Shabbos is different. It's a Shabbat Shabbaton, just like Yom Kippur, right? It's to distinguish it. Not simply to explain it in Tzvot. That's why it doesn't need to say when it comes to every one of Moedim, there's the Karban is explicated. When it comes to Shabbos, in the context of the Moedim, in Bamidbar, the Karbanot are explicated. Here, not necessarily, because here it's just attention. This Kirab is so, iman, darimban adavot, shalom is krukad, kasher kirash. The whole point here is the ones that are not mentioned here. Right? And the Zeo Midrash Chachamim Shamru, ma inyan Shabbat, eitzel ha-moedot, ki ein ha-shabbat bechlal moed Hashem, klal. Rak simcha v'katuv lahem. That's what Chazal mean when they say Ma'inyan Shabbat itol Moedim. What does Shabbos have to do with the Moedim? Right? He's bringing a proof that at least this Midrash Chazal, like the second paragraph where he quoted Chazal, I think also fits with this Nachon Be'enai. But this Midrash definitely does. The Midrash says Shabbos is different from the Moedim. What is Shabbos doing with the Moedim? Right? Ma'inyan Shabbat Eitzel. Anyone else? Do you remember? Does this language comes up in one other, and at least in one other place It comes up in many places in Chazal, but there's another famous one. Ma inyan xhsly? Ma inyan shmita etzel arsina? Right? Why does it say, right, this is the famous Chazal that Rashi quotes at the beginning of Bahar. Why does it say, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe at Bahar Sinai, that all these mitzvah happened, all these commandments were at Bahar Sinai, and then Shemitah, right? Why mention Bahar Sinai here in this context when it comes to Shemitah, right? So Ma'inyan Shemitah et al Harsinai, the whole point is to distinguish and say Shemitah and Harsinai have nothing to do with each other. Right, and here the point is Shabbos and the Moedim have nothing to do with each other. The first explanation of the Rabbah, and Ibn Ezra's explanation, we're saying no, really they do have a lot to do with each other. And the point is to show us a slight distinction. But for here the Rabbah is saying no, it's a major, massive distinction. Not only is it a massive distinction, but it's even a distinction where the point is to say tangentially, by the way, Shabbos is so important that. As important as these Moedim are, and as important as Simchas Moedim is, can something Malacha on Shabbos that falls out on the Yantif still us? Right, and that's right. Right, that's Ma'in and Shabbos. It's a Moedim. Shabbos and Moedim are as different as Shmita and Harsinai, so to speak, in that respect. Right, the Ma'in and X H L Y is whenever you have Smichot Parshio, the two things that might seem unrelated, and Chazal saying no, the Torah's telling us they are. Really, Shabbos is not on the law of the Hashem, unlike his first interpretation, unlike Ezra. Rather, you have the Pasuk in Pasuk Gimel that is the that is related, and then you have your resumptive repetition in Pasuk Dalet, which brings us back for a very specific So we'll say for another time that the continuation of this Ramban is what exactly is a Mikra Kodesh, and that is a fascinating question.